The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 26th of January, here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is cold, and thank you very much for joining us this morning and getting up, and it's like 36.
It said 36 in the car, but according to my phone, it's at 32.
I know, and so, and we're both feeling extreme pangs of guilt because we didn't put a blanket on the horse last night.
Well, you know,
I was out there, but it was nice and warm last night. Yeah. Didn't know it was going to get down.
Well, let me give you an update on the weather because today.
First, we have to say a little.
Of course.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
Great. Well,
how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Well, we have some Super Bowl stuff to talk about a little bit this morning, and of course, we've got guests on. But let me go to.
We have a conspiracy theory about the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well.
Okay, you're ready for this?
You're going to tell us the score.
I
want to
do the weather.
Okay, well, I know that, but that's one of the things
we're
going to talk about.
Okay, conspiracy bowl, yeah, because I was just thinking about, you know, people need to know how cold it is. Of course, it was just recently about 35 degrees, 36 degrees, but we're going to get up to about 54 today, so that's a nice jump, mostly sunny. Now, tonight will be around 37, and then we start with this cold snap on Wednesday. We have around 61. We do have a chance of rain on Wednesday, 61. Tomorrow's going to be like 56, overnight 43, and they're calling for rain.
What's it going to be tonight?
Tonight's going to be around 37.
Okay.
So still in the cold.
I'm going to put it on her. Okay.
Tomorrow's 43, 61 on Wednesday with rain. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday night, so it's just going to be like a day. They're calling for, overnight, lows of 41 on Wednesday night, and Thursday calls for 64, Thursday 44 night, and Friday around 63. Saturday's calling a slight chance of rain at 65, and Sunday, chance of rain once again. So we're kind of in that chilly weather where it's still mittens and hats. And I walked out today. This is kind of bone cold. You know, you have
mittens.
Sometimes. Yeah, mittens, gloves. No,
I like it.
Mittens.
Yeah. Do yours have straps on them? On your mittens?
Oh, so I can hang them in my coat?
No, so you don't lose them. So they go around your neck like you do. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember them, you know, where you'd have those straps around your mittens, and, you know, so when you took them off, you wouldn't lose them when you were five.
Well, we do know that there's a major storm happening throughout the most of the country, but more than 11,400 flights. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. That's the weather. They always give us the weather. They are a wonderful sponsors of the weather for 16 years we've been on the air. They've been with us since the very beginning. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, California, born and raised there, meaning the business, three generations strong, going for all your, and they always give veterans and seniors discounts. 365-3793. And speaking of cold, more than 11,400 flights were canceled yesterday, according to the flight traffic site Flight Aware. A massive winter storm made for a brutal travel day. I know that friends that are flying just in, even on the West Coast, are having flight issues because of flights that are coming out of Denver and other places that have been delayed. So widespread snow, sleet, and freezing rain threatened 180 million people, more than half of the U.S. population in the past, stretching from the southern Rocky Mountains to New England. And National Weather Service, that's what they said the other night. 1 to 2 feet of snow in Washington, and I know Nashville is covered in snow as well. There you go. It's kind of an update.
There you go. I've got some more stuff on that. But good morning.
Morning,
everybody. Okay. We watched the playoff games yesterday, and Buffalo and Denver. And it was, they set a, I think it was a record, 4 missed field goals in a champion, in a playoff game. It's never happened before. Well, it happened yesterday. The wind was blowing like crazy in the Buffalo Denver game, but then the snow started coming down. And at the end, the, or toward the end of the game, Lutz, who is, the kicker for Denver, who is just, I mean, really good, had his kick blocked. And Denver, or Buffalo ended up winning 10-7. Anyway, Lutz said the snow was so deep that they put the, you know, where he was going to kick, and where the ball is hiked to the holder is usually 8 yards away. It's almost, that's where he kicks, from 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It was, the snow was so deep, they did it at 7 yards, and they didn't realize. They were kind of like, trying to figure it out, and it was blocked. One of the New England defenders got his fingers on the ball and pushed it out to the side. And they didn't realize it till later, and then everybody's looking at it and said, you know, that was strange, because it wasn't that far a field goal, even though it was in the snow. And it was because they put it in the wrong spot. And then, of course, the NFL goes back and measures all the spots, and then they, you know, afterwards, and he was right. It was only 7 yards away, which contributed to the kick being blocked. Of course, the snow coming down so hard that they were trying. The guy was out with a snow, with a
blower,
like a, you know, like a weed blower.
Yeah,
he was out there trying to keep the lines clean and all this, but it was.
And it was fast, because I went from. We had the TV going on in both rooms, and we held one in one room because of calls, or, you know, we had a technician. By the way, Alliance Heating and Air again came out with a fabulous job.
Alliance Heating and Air. I cannot say it. You know, people ask me where they should go to. I'm not kidding you, my friends. Alliance Heating and Air. We have been with them a long time. They've been with us a long time. And let me tell you, you call somebody on a Sunday and they get somebody out there because, you know, you think your heat's not working. And they came out and spent 40 minutes out there, and he says, it's working, it's just, and he explains it and all that. Uh-huh. So we found out, I guess it is working.
We've had a couple snafus with our, you know, heating and air conditioning in the last, like, all clustered in a month. But anyway, so we had one TV on hold. I go back in the bedroom to go do something. I can't look. But I did look and see the guy with the snow, blowing the snow, and I came back to our main room, and that snow hadn't happened yet.
No.
So it did come down quickly
and
hard.
It did. Anyway, New England is back in the Super Bowl again. If you can remember the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick era, but the last 2 years, they've only won 4 games a year. Last year, they won 4 games. This year, they're playing in the Super Bowl. Seattle and L.A.
I think it was on the way back down to Sacramento. I drove down to Sacramento to see my folks. I feel like it's important to be able to lay eyes on them. And so I listened to Mad Dog Sports almost all the way down and all the way back. And I don't know why, but usually this time of year, I really like to hear them and hear people call in and stuff. And they were talking about, one of the guys was saying, you know, people just don't like the Patriots. And he said, I don't know if people are jealous or they're tired of the fact that they've won so many, you know, Super Bowls, and it's the same game. But he said, I just wanted to, you know, food for thought, is that he was saying, and I tend to agree with him, new coach, new regime. Yeah, it's still the Patriots, but it's a new configuration. And so people just, they want, you know, we were hoping for Denver. We were hoping for a slight change, but, you know, so it'll be interesting to see. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about the guy who nearly cost his team a chance at the Super Bowl when he pulled a completely unnecessary taunting penalty, allowing the Los Angeles Rams to score a touchdown. I want to talk about that sportsmanship, and I want to follow up, and I'd like our listeners to follow up and see what is going to happen to that guy. If he's such a good player, are they going to say, oh, it was a one-time deal, or is he going to have to play extreme penalties or ask to not play in the Super Bowl? I want to know.
never will they have that
because
guy.
There should be something really, in my opinion, a penalty for a guy that was going to do that, cost them 15 yards. And
hardcore.
And an automatic first down, which helped them to get a touchdown. I'm just saying, I don't care whose side it is and who you are. That,
well, he's,
you know,
he's
he
real,
needs to have his hands slapped.
He's real happy that Seattle won. Let me tell you, if they had lost over that, he may have been playing for another team.
I don't care. He needs to have. We want to follow up on that because that was.
Well, then why don't we take a break and do that? We'll be right back, friends.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I want to ride my
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM on this chilly morning. Gosh, I've got 37 degrees. Oh, it's either 37 or 33. Depends on which one you're
looking
at.
Depends on what area you are in these five. What did Bob Alonji used to say? We have like many regions
within
Redding.
Five weather zones and weather regions. Hey, Our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And here's Anne Marie with what's happening in our community. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there, isn't it?
Yes,
well,
it is.
Today,
good morning.
Well, good morning. Today, January 26th, is National Bubble Wrap Day. I just like saying that for some reason. And it's National Spouses Day, just to name a couple.
Well, if you wrap your spouse in bubble wrap, can you then wrap yourself, can you go around and bounce off each other?
You know what?
Probably.
On Friends one time, Joey wrapped his head in bubble wrap, and they took turns punching him in the head. Of course, it didn't hurt him, but every time I hear bubble wrap, I think of that show. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Go on.
There, you can incorporate multiple national days together. There you go. Looking for a career opportunity? Cal Fire is hiring. They have openings for firefighters, dispatchers, analysts, engineers, support staff, and additional opportunities. For more information, visit joincalfire.com. Also, the city of Shasta Lake is hiring. They are looking for a senior accountant and an animal shelter coordinator. For more information, visit cityofshastalake.gov/jobs. The Reading Rancheria Recovery Department will be doing a coat drive this week, starting today and going through the 30th at 3110 Churn Creek Road in Reading. Drop off clean, warm coats, jackets, or sweaters for their clothing closet between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., January 26th through 30th. For more details, give them a call, 532-62-6375. Join the Anderson Police Department for their Coffee with Our Cops event on Tuesday, January 27th, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Becca's Cafe, located at 2830 Childress Drive in Anderson. This event is open to the public. For more details, check out the Anderson Police Department page on Facebook. On Thursday, January 29th, look for the Shasta County Special Olympics Stroll Patrol Walking Club to meet at Mount Shasta Mall in Reading at 3 p.m. The group will meet at the JCPenney Courtyard. This club is open to all ages and abilities. For more information, visit Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. There will be a comedy show benefiting the Good News Rescue Mission in Reading on Friday, January 30th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Reading Performing Arts Center, located at 3274 Bocelli Lane. Admission will be free with a donation of a jacket, canned goods, or similar items. For more donations or more details, check them out on Facebook at Good News Rescue Mission. Have you checked out the train at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading? Starting Saturday, January 31st through March 29th, you can ride the Turtle Express and enjoy the sights of the Sundial Bridge alongside the Sacramento River and explore additional beautiful areas along the way. The train runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and tickets, which can be purchased in the museum, are $5 for members and $6 for non-members. Museum admission is not required for the train tickets. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. This Saturday, January 31st, the Community for Anderson Explodes will hold their steak and shrimp dinner starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The fundraiser price is $60 per ticket, and more details can be found on the Community for Anderson Explodes Facebook page. This event will help raise needed funds for the July 3rd fireworks display in Anderson. Online applications for Camp Love a Pet with the Haven Humane Society will be available starting this Sunday, February 1st, starting at 8 a.m. This is a youth summer program, and more details can be found on the Haven Humane Society website at havenhumane.org, and also be sure to check them out on Facebook at Haven Humane Society. The group is also looking for cat food donations for their community pet food pantry. Tickets are on sale now for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Now, the actual event will take place on Thursday, February 5th, or Friday, February 6th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But if you are interested in this event, you can get your tickets now because it can sell out. Tickets are $45 for members, $50 for non-members, and all proceeds from this event will go to support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibits. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. And finally, Vitalant is looking for blood donations this month. If you donate blood now to February 8th, you have a chance to win $500. According to the Vitalant website, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. To learn if you are eligible to donate or for more information, visit Vitalant.org. And that is just a quick sample of things happening locally. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Anne Marie, thank you. Thank you. We ought to find out what we ought to give a drop of your blood to everybody and then get them all fired up on Monday mornings.
There will be many Anne Marie's out there.
Oh, well, I need transfusion of Anne Marie blood. So, on Monday mornings. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You too. And Community Calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading, for home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and much more. You can call them at 530-224-2345. Now, we have guests coming on right after this break, and but when we come back at 8 o'clock, we're pretty open, so we can talk more about... we can address Congressman LaMalfa's
yes.
service, which was attended by, gosh, thousands. Had the, you know, we'll talk about it then, but Newsom was there along with the, you know, the Speaker of the House, the Senate.
McCarthy.
I'm sorry?
McCarthy, the former Speaker?
Yeah, I think so. And then Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. So, yeah, but Doug touched on a lot of lives.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You need to look at it the way that he had all sides of the aisle, if you want to call it that, come to honor him.
That's right. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My own tender land.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome to our Monday edition here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, always streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Carl and Linda here. Good morning.
Yeah, this portion of the show, and this is important for today especially, but Crackmaster Windshield Repair and the Windshield Whisperer, Jeff. Who is the man, Jeff Horst, who is the man who can fix your windshield. On days like this, I say, because if you've got a small chip and somehow, you know, you got water in it and all that and it freezes, it can expand when it freezes and then that small chip becomes a crack that comes across your windshield. So why not prevent that? And Jeff Horst is the guy that can do it. Whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He's fixed cracks on our windshields and chips, and he does excellent. Well, he does outstanding work, very fair prices, brings the vehicles into a climate-controlled area, fixes the glass, guarantees it, and sends you on your way. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis by bringing your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Yeah, because it's 32 degrees.
Chilly.
It's chilly out. So, you know, as soon as you get in, you start to blow your heat. And that expands your windshield.
Yeah,
You've had that happen.
It could cause a crack. Yes, it happens.
Or a crack to grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Jeff can fix that.
Yes, he can.
Okay.
It's going to be a chilly day today, actually, with our weather. We're going to get up to about 60 degrees, but overnight lows tonight will be 37, so it'll be not as chilly as it was overnight.
Well, the blanket goes on the horse as soon as I leave here. So, hey, we're here with the Veterans Home and our two representatives, Darlene McCusker and Mark Wilkinson. Good morning.
Hello, guys.
How are you two doing?
Great. How are you?
Living the dream.
Excellent.
It's cool. Anyway, so, Darlene.
Yes, sir.
I know Darlene.
Oh, boy.
For a variety of reasons, but one of the main reasons, just besides the Veterans Home, is she's also on our Shasta Marines committee that puts on the Marine Corps Ball every year.
Great job.
And we revolve around Darlene.
I don't know.
She is the secretary, and she keeps it running. She makes sure that we see all, you know, we get the
things are balanced.
Minutes, that she takes care of the table. Decorations, which has been great.
Thank you.
The last couple
of
years.
The Wonderland Garden Club. Yeah. They should get shout out for
and
that.
Then, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
thank
then
you.
She attends, and she doesn't get rip roaring, you know, drunk or anything like that. She what? Why are you laughing so hard? You don't. And you bring.
No, I don't.
But you also oversee the veterans from the Veterans Homecoming.
Yeah, that's
To the Marine Corps Ball. And this year, of course, as I've told you all many times, we had over 400 people and a large dog and the and a small dog. Large dog and a small dog.
Oh, yes.
And the and of course.
Oh, my.
But Darlene plays a big part, and I've got to give her props.
Thank you.
So in front
I really
of everybody.
Enjoy.
Well, hey. Okay, so you two.
When they came in, you know, before we started our commercial breaks and stuff, I said, okay, you guys, Darlene and Mark, what do you want to talk about? And the first thing you brought up was adopt a vet. Which is like, you know, adopting a vet is a very important thing. So talk to us about the program and what that means, adopt a vet.
All right. So adopt a vet. You don't get to keep the vets, but it's a Christmas program.
But you don't have to bathe them or buy them toys.
There's a lot of benefits. So it all starts way back in November. Well, for us, it starts in like July when we start planning adopt a vet because it's quite an undertaking that our volunteer coordinator, Jackie, has a huge part. I call her Mrs.
She's
Christmas.
She's so good. Mm.
She's amazing. So. But what the community sees, on November 14th, they came out and picked a tag off the tree. And before, leading up to that, all the vets kind of told us what they wanted for Christmas. So that when I say tag off the tree, it has a code which represents one of our vets and a few ideas of what they like for Christmas, branch of the service, favorite football team, favorite kind of chocolate, interest, things like that. So the community can kind of take it and run with it. And then they're to bring back the gift wrapped. And their wrapping is spectacular. They bring it back, I believe it was December 10th.
Yeah.
And then it's our job to organize everything and make sure everything's all there looking pretty. And, then the day of the event, we passed out and opened, celebrated Christmas on the 19th of December this year. And Santa Steve Ault from McLeod came down and I believe he is Santa Claus.
Oh man. Yeah,
it's amazing. He's about 6'6", you know.
Wow.
Just a giant. Beautiful man. Anyway,
he says he's 5'16". That's what he was telling some of the residents.
That's his
I like
claim.
That. Yeah.
But he's Santa Claus. So he comes out and passes out all the gifts and takes pictures with the vets, and it's just a magical day. So with that said, we wanted to make sure we give a huge thank you to the community. Shasta County is amazing. You don't know how many smiles you created the day of the event. So. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity, kindness, and, we could go on and on. It's
so
amazing.
So people, I would think, like, now here we are in January, that they can, as they start to, you know, because I've already thought personally that, oh, March and April, that's so far away. Well, no.
No, it's not.
It's just, it's like, it's, around I don't know, if it's like you're swallowing it already. So let's go into November 14th is what you said. Will be around that time when you do an adopt-a-vet.
Correct.
And so people can start to think, okay, as I look at my calendar, I want to keep my eyes open because I remember getting a text from the Women's Rodeo Association about getting about the adopt-a-vet. And I thought that was a great idea. And they said that they were going to do a package or something where they selected a name. And so in other words, keep your eyes open. That's one. And then you had an incredible outpouring of donations that wanted to talk about that happened at Christmas time.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about Adopt-A-Vet. It does happen every year. Usually mid-November is when we put it out, but that event is so popular. We have people lining up at the gate an hour ahead of time. So if you plan to come and grab tags, you're going to want to do it early. And, we do have to limit the tags. Some people want to take them all. Some people want to take 10. Some people want to take 5. But, you know, to make it fair, because we have such a great community that wants to participate, we limited it to 3 per this year.
Well, everybody should have that problem,
yeah,
right?
It's really,
yeah,
it's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem. It's a really beautiful
thing. If we opened it up, I think all the vets would be adopted within 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this year they were gone within an hour and a half, I think.
And how is it every veteran within the home?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so then they start making up their list about what they want. So cute.
Yep.
Is there like a questionnaire that goes out and they fill it out?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And then beyond that, we start getting calls in September, and they don't stop until like January, all about Adopt-A-Vet and what mm-hmm. they can do. It's so heartwarming. It's amazing.
And when people can't get there to get the tags, we'll get messages on Facebook like they still want to participate, and how do they do that? So then we have, you know, alternate lists and, you know, group wishes that we can put out there, but it's a wonderful event. Jackie nails it every time. She's so good.
Do you still have at Christmas time where there used to be a call where people would come and decorate the tree?
We do have a crash that comes out and decorates the tree, and it's quite an undertaking.
Yes.
We decorate not just the tree, the whole home, every neighborhood.
Yes.
And,
Seven trees.
Right. And then you
and five neighborhoods.
Is it Jackie that says, you're going to do this?
Jackie.
You're going to,
yeah. It's
great.
Incredible. I actually just officially cleaned everything up last week for Christmas.
Yes, I think people are still, yes.
Because a lot of the vets want the 12 days of Christmas afterwards, so it spreads it out a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I like that too.
Yeah, it's good.
I like to have 12 days.
Yeah, we kept our lights up for a while, at least till the 10th.
Yeah, I just went on a walk last night, and there's a house in the neighborhood that still had their Frosty the Snowman stuff out. Oh. So,
well, you hate to turn loose at Christmas.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Especially, you know, last couple of years because we've been gone, we haven't had a tree up.
Huh.
So maybe this next Christmas,
not a fresh tree, but we've decorated, but not with a fresh tree.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Was there a tree up and I just didn't notice
Yes,
it?
There was. Yeah, there were a couple
the
trees.
The little tree. No, but I'm talking about the big tree.
Oh, no. But there were a few trees around. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was
we
fully
had
decorated.
Little trees.
I'm sure it was beautiful, Linda. I'm sure it was beautiful.
It was. Yeah.
So the donations.
House looked nice.
We did get some wonderful donations. I just wanted to give a shout out to the SNL group. They gave us a very generous donation. The Masons out of Corning and Old Shasta also presented us a donation, and Pacific Wood Tech is another company that loves to contribute financially. And those donations go into a pot. It's a reserve pot. We save it to supplement, you know, other state funds when we can't pay for all of it.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really a savings reserve account.
Continue to take care of the vets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and our donations policy has changed a bit. Now, instead of just being able to, you know, walk in and drop something off on the spot, we do ask that people get a hold of us in advance, A, to make sure that we're taking what they want to give, because sometimes we might get, you know, so many blankets or whatever, and, you know, we can only take so many blankets or puzzles or books or whatever. So Jackie is the coordinator of that, and her phone number is 530-224-3828. It is a good idea to call her ahead of time, and so we can get permission to accept things, too. Same for the monetary donations. We just need to know in advance.
Right. That makes sense.
You mean if I brought you 10 Pendleton Woodland blankets, you may not take them?
It just depends on what the stock is
right now.
Absolutely.
You don't need 8 cases of bleach, right?
Probably not. The state pays for that.
Well, but you know, okay. I mean, I understand, you know, if you have a lot of things. But people don't think about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's on the website, and we talk about it, is before you just bring stuff out there, new stuff, that you give a call.
Because
if you've got plenty of it, then they can shift it over to another agency.
Right. We love the idea. Yeah. We love that people want to support, and it's great. But sometimes we do have too much of certain things.
Right.
And
sure,
then Mark does a great job of reaching out within the community, and sometimes we re-gift those to other organizations that need it. So nothing goes to waste.
Shooting for veteran organizations first.
Sure.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk about some upcoming jobs you have out at VA. Veterans Home, excuse me. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, My Favorite Place. They have been sponsoring, and we've been with them since we've opened 16 years ago here on KCNR. They have been voted the last 3 years, going on fourth year, Best of the North State. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Oh, yeah.
We got the group doing it. Come on. Yeah. All right.
What's going on? I can't. I'm not here. Let me turn this thing up a little bit. Test, test, test. Okay, I'm back. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. And I owe Darlene McCusker a drink now. See, what happens when you have a challenge coin is, you know, you're talking to somebody and you kind of like surreptitiously, and you throw your coin out on the table. And if they don't have a challenge coin, they have to buy you a drink. Well, not that there's any around here, but she came back and threw two on the table. So, but they weren't.
I think we have a bottle of vodka in the back.
Well, we do. We have
several bottles of everything back there. People have brought by. Welcome back. We're here with Darlene McCusker and Mark Wilkinson from the Veterans Home. And we're talking about Adopt-A-Vet, which was very successful. And for people, if you wanted to bring things down to the Veterans Home, just call them first. Not because they don't want it. It's because sometimes there's a lot of people coming through and they may have an abundance of what you want to bring.
Exactly.
And they can tell you that. Then you can kind of vector yourself into another veteran, hopefully a veterans organization.
Absolutely.
That you can donate this to. Now, jobs.
We have
out
some.
There. Okay, let's talk about it.
Let's let Mark talk about his job. He needs a recreational therapist in his office.
Yes, come join our team. For all you recreation therapists out there, we do need a recreation therapist to join our team. In the state, it is called Rehab Therapy Recreation, though. If you have any questions about that one in particular, feel free to give me a call at 530-224-2829.
Is that full-time?
That is full-time.
Okay, so there's
competitive wage as well.
What does a rec therapist do, Mark?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you like set up?
It's a really
softball
cool job.
Games.
Not too much softball games. It's kind of the idea of using games and activities as a rehab tool, focusing on your cognition, physical, emotional, and social well-being, but using all kinds of games, leisure activities, hobbies, individual interests of that veteran, and then you get to proudly work with veterans at the Veterans Home.
It's really neat to watch them in action, too, because to you and I, it might just be a game of whatever, but there's, like, purpose behind it.
Right.
They do
play
the research,
purpose,
and, yeah, it's really,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Well, that's cool. Okay, so competitive wages, and you get, like, medical and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Retirement. Yep.
Retirement.
Yeah, we have great medical, dental, vision, flex spending, health spending, mm-hmm. Retirement.
And you work, what, 9 to 5? Or 8 to 4?
8 to 4:30. That one's 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
And then you get lunch.
Yep.
Okay. And breaks.
Lunch and breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There you
go. So when one puts in their resume, can they bring what they like their program to you, or do they have to follow a specific program? Like, say, somebody's had this idea of like balancing. You know, they have a certain they've gone through like a special training on how, because balance is a really big deal as people get older, right? And nutrition is one thing, but I'm kind of getting that the recreational therapy is to help, like if you've had a stroke, or your left and your right, and keeping things strong and balanced, right? So can they bring that kind of idea to the table, or do they have to follow super, super strict guidelines?
There are guidelines in the job description, but, you know, I'm always looking for someone with a particular skill set, and everyone has a different skill set.
I like that.
And
yeah,
some
great.
People are good with art. Some people are good with more of the physical aspect.
Yeah.
Some people are better with the social interaction piece. So I think a good team comes with people with different skill sets.
I like that. That's great. Yeah. That's great.
It's interesting that you mentioned all the other things, too, because we're also looking for an occupational therapist, and we're looking for a speech pathologist. So, you know, the Veterans Home is essentially a skilled nursing facility. It's a hospital. So we have everything from custodial all the way up to doctor, psychologist, all kinds of nursing, you know, Mark's rec therapist, cooks. We have food servers. We have a dietetics assistant director position open right now. We need a groundskeeper. We have all kinds. We have a variety
wow.
of positions available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, it's a great place to work.
Yeah. I mean, you guys always just say such, you know, wonderful things, like you represent a feeling of joy from being there.
Well, yeah, and you both
absolutely.
Have been there and seen
yes,
it. Like, it is
beautiful.
Really cool to go to work every day and just serve those who serve others. And I have to give a shout-out. She'll probably kill me, but our boss, Jessica.
Oh, yes.
She's the home administrator, and she's just so good and so supportive and so and kind and understanding, and she really has the well-being of our residents at the forefront of her mind. All the time. But of her employees
job.
As well. her employees as well, and her assistant, Ron Thorson, is the assistant administrator. He is equally fabulous. So we have a really great leadership team in place. I think
I agree.
All of the executive leadership team is fabulous. So it's a really good place to work.
And also for those of you who are listening, maybe have you can come back to work. Maybe it's important for you to do it. Like, what am I going to do with my life now? And you have the training, or maybe you need to do some retraining, because it would be a great environment to give back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, what's it like for, if you can address this, for openings at the home?
Like a wait list and stuff? Well,
yeah, wait list, because
for admissions.
For your admissions. I know that the, it used to be, is that memory care. Thank you. I was going to say mental care, but that's not it. So memory care is pretty backed up.
So yes, we have 150 rooms. We have 30 in skilled nursing, 30 in skilled nursing memory care, and 90 in the RCFE, which is residential care facilities for the elderly. So the wait list on the RCFE side, because it's minimal assistance needed, you know, by the residents. That wait list is about a year, and a lot of that's just back and forth paperwork and, you know, medical exams and getting all of those things together. But the skilled nursing side, yes, the wait list is about 5 years plus for either of those lists.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I give tours and talk to people, I always recommend, because a lot of times people will come through and say, I'm not ready yet. And I just tell them, you know, you really need to think about that and come in before you think you're ready, because by the time you are ready and need it, it's going to be a really long wait. Like last week, I was down in Glenn County at the Glenn County Veterans Stand Down. It was only the second one they ever had.
Yes.
And their board of supervisors runs the whole thing with their HHSA, and they do a fabulous job. Last year they had 400 veterans come through, and this year they had about 1,000. And I talked to so many people about our home, and literally that day, our security guard told me, hey, you talked to somebody down in Orland today, and they came up today.
Wow, that's
fantastic.
They wanted to do a tour and just talk to admissions about how to get in. So we are out there. We do want people, but there is a wait list. It's a process. So,
but there are some veterans' homes, they don't have a wait list that long. Is that correct?
I don't know what the wait lists are. Somebody would have to call each home individually and find out.
Barstow still open?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that one doesn't have much of a wait list. But
I don't know.
Have to call it.
Yeah, you have to call each
Here's the thing about
team.
This is, if you're a veteran, and you don't have to be a certain age,
Be 55 or older.
55 or older.
Yeah,
okay.
But one thing that's nice, like you mentioned Barstow, so maybe somebody has all their roots and family up in Reading, and they don't want to move somewhere else. They could, if Barstow didn't have a wait, and I don't know if they do or not.
I don't know.
But if they didn't have a wait, and you were okay with moving away for a year, you could do that, and then after a year you can put in to transfer to another of our homes, you know, pending availability.
Right.
So once you're in the system, it's a good thing. Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is a lot of people, you don't have to give up your car. There will be a percentage of your income that will be taken.
Yep.
Not all of it.
Correct.
A percentage.
And service connection matters on our skilled side.
And in some cases, there have been husband and wives.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All three of our husband-wife rooms are actually full right now.
Yep. There you go.
So there's a wait list for that. We have three couples.
What I've heard here, and we've had you on now we've been on the air 16 years, it used to be a year and a half to 2 years waiting list. Now it's 5.
For the skilled nursing side.
For the skilled nursing.
Yeah.
Well, and that was before my time, but I think what backed it up was COVID.
Yes. Okay.
The loss in staff, and just we weren't able to admit. I don't think any of the homes were admitting during COVID.
It was different.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was different.
Yeah.
So we're still recovering from that.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, too, for being with us today.
Thank you.
It's always a
pleasure. On a regular basis, you got to come back. I think you come back. We try to get you on once a month just to give us an update of what's happening.
I think we already have a date for next month.
Yeah, I think so. Frank was in here.
Good.
I want to remind everybody that the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet is going to be March 7th, and down at the Wind River Event Center. And for more information, call Debbie at 530-357-33. No, you two aren't getting out here yet.
Okay.
3380. So, okay, we got like 30 seconds left. Phone numbers or anything that you want people, if you're interested in a job or anything,
What?
So if you want a tour or anything like that, you can give me a call, 530-224-3814. If I can't answer the question, then I can direct you to who can.
And then my name is Mark Wilkinson, and feel free to give me a call, 530-224-2829. And anything recreation, entertainment in the community that you're interested in bringing to us, that would be fantastic as well.
That's right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break from the news. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Congressman LaMalfa's farewell and a few other things, Minnesota, football, and more.
Yeah.
Okay. When we get back.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He's tough but fair. That's how President Trump describes Tom Homan, and that's why the president says he's sending the Border Czar to Minneapolis. Homan will oversee ICE operations in the embattled city. Meanwhile, Homeland Security has launched an investigation of the fatal shooting of an armed man by a federal agent in Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino says the incident will be thoroughly investigated.
The investigation is going to uncover all those facts, things like how many shots were fired, where were the weapons located. All those facts are going to come out in the investigation. I wasn't there wrestling that assaultive subject that was assaulting Border Patrol agents. I wasn't there wrestling him myself, so I'm not going to speculate.
The FAA now says 7 people died, 1 was seriously injured. Last evening's crash of a private jet in a snowstorm in Bangor, Maine, the aircraft went down just after takeoff. More than 6,400 flights canceled or delayed so far today. A large swath of the country is dealing with the aftermath of that monster winter storm. Now that bitter cold has taken hold, rescue missions and other shelters have opened their doors even wider to those on the streets. Morgan McLuckie is with the Orange Tent Project in Chicago.
Shelters and warming centers aren't like a one-size-fits-all solution. Obviously, if you go to a shelter or warming center, you can't bring all your belongings with you. Also, the shelters and warming centers are so far and few between in the city unless you have like a phone where you can Google Maps how to get there, or unless you have a bus card to even get there in general.
Israel says remains of the final hostage in Gaza have been recovered. That clears the way for implementation of the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Wall Street, the Dow up 181 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
At least 15 people are dead after a passenger ferry sank in the waters off the Philippines. More than 300 rescued. Although search operations continue for dozens of missing passengers.
The ferry left the southwestern tip of Mindanao Island on Sunday night. In the early hours of Monday morning, it issued a distress signal just off the coast of Balak-Balak, a small island in Basilan province. Videos on social media show survivors shouting for help in the dark and being lifted to safety by the Coast Guard. Many have been taken to small local hospitals, which, according to staff, are becoming overwhelmed.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. European Union regulators have opened a formal investigation into the social media platform X after its AI chatbot, Grok, started producing non-consensual, sexualized, deep fake images. The scrutiny from Brussels comes after Grok sparked backlash by using AI to undress people. townhall.com. A South Korean major leaguer's return to the U.S. was delayed just a bit by missing documentation.
San Francisco Giants outfielder Jung-Hoo Lee was briefly stopped at Los Angeles International Airport when arriving from his home in Korea ahead of the start of spring training next month because of missing paperwork. Lee did not have the proper documents to get through customs, but the issue was sorted out and he is now in the U.S., according to a person with knowledge of the situation. The 27-year-old Lee signed a six-year, $113 million contract with the Giants in December 2023. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The stage is set for the big game. The Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots will be facing off in Super Bowl 60, taking place at Levi Stadium, Santa Clara, California, next month. This will be a rematch of the 2015 Super Bowl. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 26th of January, 8:05 in the morning. That's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, broadcasting on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
There's a big box of pallets passing us.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many.
That was a lot of pallets.
That was a lot of, like,
I was going
like
to run out.
Double.
I wanted to now grab a couple.
Yeah, we need a couple pallets. Can you just drop a few off?
You know what? You can buy pallets anywhere for like $1 or $2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you do is you go down to the feed stores.
Okay.
And they all have pallets, and we use that to put some of our hay on. However, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys.
And
too bad it's not National Pallet Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why not?
Right.
Today, if you can have National Bubble Wrap Day,
yeah,
you should be able to have. I'm declaring today, the 26th of January, to be National Pallet Day. You know, everybody should take a pallet home for lunch.
Well, if you're looking outside, you're thinking about how do I dress, it's currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. I just want to tell you that we're going to have about our temperatures today are calling around 54, mostly sunny, and then increasing clouds for tonight with an overnight low of 37. There is definitely a chill in the air. Tuesday rain, mostly after 4. Looks like that's about 80% chance for that again on Tuesday night with around 56. Wednesday is calling for 61 with rain once again, mostly cloudy on Wednesday night, clearing up, and then Thursday partly sunny with 64. Carrying it over to Friday with mostly cloudy with 63. So there's a forecast. We've got the cold, we've got the rain, and we have some clouds, and then we have clear skies. So, but it is chilly weather. Again, we were talking about mitten and sweater cap and jacket for sure. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson with the Kinney family. Three generations strong, bringing you all your propane and gas needs. 365-3794 is the number to call. And thank you.
9-3.
That's what I said. Did I say 4?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 365-3793.
I didn't want anybody to confuse.
I know. Shasta Gas Propane.
On Saturday, at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico, was a tribute to Congressman Doug Lamoff. We've known Doug for a long time. He's been a guest at our house. We've been a guest at his house. We've come to know him over the years, and we have, you know, a lot of, I don't know, funny stories and things like, you know, that you could tell. He was a guest every first Friday of every month here. We'd talk about what's going on, and he used this. He used that hour to vent sometimes, and sometimes you just kind of let him because things that would really annoy him about, you know, why can't people realize that we have a fire problem out here in Northern California, and it's because we're not taking care of the forest, both the feds and the state. Water. He was an expert on water issues. He was one of the main one of the main advocates for the Sykes Reservoir. And he was, as long as I knew him, he was talking about it. And finally, were, you know, I think they're close. I think even, you know, Newsom put some money to it and all that. They have the Sykes Reservoir, which maybe we should rename to be the LaMalfa Reservoir. That if this thing happens, I think it would be great if it was named after Doug LaMalfa. But a lot of people were there in attendance, including the governor, including the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, members of the Cal Fire, local farmers, and countless others. The packed venue was filled with heartfelt tributes, as they should be. They had his muscle cars out front, his muscle car and his truck out there. Senate Leader Johnson was out there. You know, I mean, it was just a lot of people saying thank you to Doug for everything that he's done for our northern region here, and there were, you know, people opposed to things he believed in and all that, but that's the way it is. But he represented the majority and tried to do things the right way. He tried to do things for our area up here. Now, you may not have agreed with him on quote, national issues, but he was always pushing to try and get a fair shake for us up here.
Well,
I'm not saying that's not going to happen. It's just a breath. I'm not saying that's going to happen because they've changed our district, and Doug was not going to represent us anymore. And now we have a Democrat who will probably win that will be representing us. And he would have to really stretch to be able to represent us as well as Doug LaMalfa did.
Well, Doug, you know, we'll say there were 3,000 people in attendance at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds. He was a 7-term member of Congress. That's a long time.
That was 14 years, okay. But he was also our senator and assemblyman at the state level, too.
Mm-hmm. So many people, you know, I'm looking at the pictures right now, and it's just, you know, really outpouring. You know, they've also had a lot of our local people, the mayor of vice mayor from city of Lake Shasta, and you know, you see Mike Johnson and Nancy Pelosi, and you know, people showing up, a lot of the farmers, and you know, people with their cowboy hats, and but 3,000 people. So, well,
you know what, and that's all the tickets they had.
And they said that he died during a medical procedure at Enloe Hospital. So at 65 years old, it was just, we were all in shock.
Because, and it was an abrupt thing, because I was talking to a member of his staff. He was planning on getting on the plane on Monday morning and heading back to D.C. And this all started that evening, on Saturday evening. Which was so unfortunate, and you know, something like that. If you believe in the hereafter, which I do, you know, Doug, I'm sure, was up there watching this and going, "I wish those people had said a couple of those people had said the nice things about me when I was alive." But here's the thing, is my friends, you don't know how much longer you have. And you know, so maybe you should live like every day is your last day and treat people really nice and, you know, do those things you want to do and maybe not worry about what's going to happen 5 years from now. Now, politicians have to worry about what happens 5 years from now and 10 years and 20 years, really, when they make their decisions. But if the way you live your life, your own life, is something that you can do that. You can live like it's going to, like it is your last day, and be nice to everybody and tell your wife you love her every day, and your dog, and you pet your dog, and the people you work with, tell them you appreciate them,
right?
Maybe because you don't know if maybe the next day you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
And especially when you see something like him, 65, he was a big man, but from what I understand, this was, you know, something like an embolism. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the whole, you know, but when that starts, those can be very, obviously, very serious.
Yesterday's We the People was dedicated to him. Several of his staff members were here.
Oh, yeah.
The stories were great. We played a lot of his favorite songs.
What was his favorite song?
Oh, and he had a list. I mean,
I'm sure.
I was given a list of about 25 songs to pull. We ended it with Glenn Campbell's Yesterday When I Was Young, which was a perfect way to end the show.
Yeah. You know, he's called us before when he was on the road in his muscle car, and you could hear him shifting up. And I said, "You talking on the, I said, I hope you got a hands free here." He goes, "Oh, yeah, I wouldn't break the law." I wonder if he ever got a speeding ticket. Nah, not Doug Amalfa. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, both part-time and full-time, competitive benefits for both, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and much more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu, and we'll be right back after this.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Jack, don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you this morning? You are listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your dial, KCNR1460.com, streaming. If you heard something this morning or in the past week or one of the shows that you can't recollect, go to KCNR1460.com, and you can always go back into our archives. This Thursday night, I know at 6 o'clock, I've got my North State Now show where I'll have Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. A big event that's coming up is Go Red, the Go Red Luncheon happening February 13th out at Wind River. And then, of course, co-hosting with me will be Maria Orozco. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun events coming up, including the Wicked RRCF-themed event that they always do that's happening on March 6th, which is all themed around Wicked, as well as Carrie Growl, the owner of Organic Pilates, and her new storefront. That's a beautiful store, separate kind of, but you can go through the store and in Pilates classes too, which is right down by where the old Napa Auto Center used to be. That's a beautiful store. Missed your show coming up with Man Up. You guys have a big
Thursday.
This month coming up, you've got a really great show coming up the fourth Thursday of the month.
Next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we do. We're all reuniting for the, you know what, it's hard to get all of us at one time. But this time we're going to figure it out. So even if we record the show, you know, earlier that week, so we're going to be running like that. So you get the three of us. And we'll actually put in a new commercial in too because the other one's 3 years old. Because we talk about our new show. Minnesota. In the shooting of Alex Petty. Petty, I'm sorry. Like the when Good was shot. I didn't say anything about that. I mean, we talked about the incident. Until, you know, things had settled down to see what had happened. And that instance... she was told to get out of the car. She chose to drove away. She hit an ICE agent. He shot. He had already been hit by a car that summer and drug down the road. When she came at him this time and hit him, he fired three times and he killed her. Very unfortunate. Pretty, it appears, and again, you can, there's like 832 videos of this thing. Pretty, a woman was shoved out of the way by an ICE, and he came in, and a fight started between him and four or five agents. He was armed. However, according to everything that I've seen and read, they had an agent had taken his firearm, and then the shooting occurred. Now, that's just what I've gleaned. So, of course, now that has ratcheted it up, the whole thing. Somebody, you know, he had the right to carry that. He had a concealed carry. The guy was a ICU nurse at the Veterans Hospital there. I don't know anything about him, except that he got into an altercation with ICE and Border Patrol agents there. And was the firearm brandished? It didn't appear to be. But the thing is people go, well, why would you bring a firearm? Well, because he had the right to bring the firearm. You can't be killed just because you're carrying a firearm. So, but here's the other side. Why would you engage in a physical confrontation with the Border Patrol agents or the ICE agents during their job? It all comes back down to that. Why would you do that, put yourself into that situation? Now, whether armed or not, if he hadn't been armed, would he have been shot? Even though that it appears that the gun was taken away before the shooting happened. You know what, I'm, again, like, and I would ask everybody. Of course, they're not. They're saying that, you know, everybody's leaping to conclusions, both sides. And, but the thing is it all comes back to, do you want to confront a police officer while he's doing his job? Would you do that in Reading? Would you go, if a police officer is going to arrest somebody, and there's a couple of police officers that was going to arrest somebody, would you get in there and try to keep them from doing their jobs? And the answer is no.
Not smart.
People would not do that. But it seems to be that it's okay that you can go out and try to block ICE agents. You can physically attack them. One of them got the end of his finger bitten off during an arrest. The end of his finger bitten off during an arrest. Now, are they all murderers and rapists and pedophiles and all that? No. No. But they are trying to go after the criminals. And the Minnesota police are not helping them. They're not saying, yeah, we know who this guy is, and yeah, we know he's a pedo or he's a robber or something. They're not helping by the order of their mayor and their governor. Maine, on the other hand, is, even though they've said that, their police officers are helping ICE because they don't want to have confrontations like this. And there are ICE operations going on all over the country. Why aren't you seeing shootings and physical confrontations down in Texas or Arkansas?
Or California.
Or Memphis. Things like that. I mean, why aren't you seeing them? It's because the, in my opinion, the law enforcement is working in hand with ICE to get these people off the streets. It goes back to Joe Biden when he opened the borders and let's just say 10 to 15 million people came across our border in 4 years, and they're here illegally, no matter what you say. And when you hear Don Lemon, of all people, say, oh, it's not a criminal offense. Yes, yes, it is. Being here, coming across the border, it's illegal. It is a criminal offense. If you overstay your visa, that's not a criminal offense, but it is a civil offense. There's two different ones here, but to have people that are broadcasting, they should know that. You know that. I know that. It's a criminal offense to come across this border illegally. There's a reason you have borders. This is what started it. Where was everybody protesting when all these millions were coming across? Well, I tell you, a lot of people, the station and many millions more people were asking, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? And yet nothing happened except more people came across. So now Trump, whether you like him or not, and there's lots of reasons to go either way there, said, we are going to enforce the law, and people here illegally are going to be deported. And we're going after criminals, because there are a lot of criminals here. All these marches, all this consternation, I didn't see it when that young woman on the train in North Carolina was stabbed to death. Brutally stabbed to death. The one that was beaten with a rock and killed, an illegal did that. Car crashes where people were here illegally were drunk and they killed people. They're here illegally. So, but trying to stop ICE or the Border Patrol from doing their jobs, to me, is just like going down and standing in front of a Reading police car. You can say whatever you want. They're just doing their jobs.
You know, when you open up, when you're hearing different news outlets or watching, let's say I've got on like Newsspan where I have five of them open and you can kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
And then also going through the different headlines. I'm exhausted because I really don't know. I can see what the stars are saying and what certain headlines are saying and, you know, how we as Americans are, you know, according to are atrocious and the murdering of, you know, people on the streets. And I've got a friend I just called out of the blue on the way to Sacramento, you know, goes off about, you know, innocent people dying. And I don't know, because we're not boots on the ground right there. I mean, maybe there's some truth in a little of this and a little of that. But, you know, like they always say, if it bleeds red, then it's going to sell stories. I know it's atrocious on both sides to think that anybody, you know, tear gas and out of control, it's unnerving to me to see this kind of thing going on, and that they're not going to be funding ICE, I'm confused.
It wasn't ICE that shot him. It was a Border Patrol agent. And not that that makes any difference to Alex or his family. But the thing is, you know, when you're encouraging people, there's a difference between peaceful protest, which is absolutely fine. You know, you're guaranteed that. But when it turns from peaceful protest to confrontation, both sides lose on this. And Trump has sent Tom Holman, the White House border czar, to oversee immigration enforcement operations. What it is, you would think there'd be a way that the administration, the governor of Minnesota, the mayor of Minneapolis, could get together and say, look, how do we defuse this thing? Because we're not going to stop enforcing the law, but how do we defuse this so nobody else gets injured? You know, the agents or people out there protesting. Anyway, it's a mess. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, founded in 1960, same location since 67, and I found them in 2007 and haven't gone to another barbershop since. Great haircuts, good people, Tim and Logan. You can make an appointment there so it works on your schedule, and I used Booksy this time. I went to Booksy. Went to barbershops because they are in there. I already did it. And I set up a time this week to see Logan. And I got the confirmation back. And I'm sure I'll get an email today reminding me, or text, reminding me what time for this week. Or you can call them, which is what I did for 17 years at 530-244-9478 and made an appointment that way. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop, my friends. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slap. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For a moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Car Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope, you know, it's going to be chilly today, but it's going to be sunshiny and chilly. Running out after this to put the blanket on the horse because it's going to be cold again tonight. As long as they're eating, they're okay. And they get fed later in the evening so that they've got that all night.
So, you know, when we talked about earlier on about the Super Bowl teams, and there's a conspiracy, and
Are you ready for this conspiracy?
Hard not to go down the wormhole. But I was reading the comments about the one of the players out of the Seattle who was
He taunted the other side, and he got a 15-yard penalty.
But I don't know what the penalty was that he got besides he was benched.
Well, he was taunted. The other side. He lost control, and he said, I think I kind of blacked out. I don't, you know, anyway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they got a 15-yard penalty, and they scored right after that. And he was caught up in it. So here's a conspiracy theory. You ready for this? The NFL's Super Bowl logo conspiracy has been around for years, with people around the football world trying to draw conclusions from innocuous color schemes within the NFL's official logo for the big game. So this year, the NFL shied away from the Super Bowl logo that some viewed as predictive. But now people are turning to another league-created graphic posted on September 4th. This is September 4th of the first day of the NFL's regular season. A graphic with notable players from all 32 teams was shared from the league's official platform with the caption, 32 teams with February dreams. We're so back. Okay. So, what is noticeable are a few players closest to the trophy in the graphic.
Uh-huh.
While several stand near the front of the graphic, including New York Giants wide receiver Neighbors and Jaguars cornerback Travis and wide receiver Travis Hunter, two players stand out as closest to the trophy. Levi's Stadium. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold and New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. And they're going to meet in Super Bowl 60. So you can look at this graphic, and what it is, you got the Super Bowl trophy way in the front, and you've got Saquon Barkley. I mean, he's the one you notice right away in the back, and then it goes all the way to the front. Now, I guess you could look at it, and the two quarterbacks are up in the front line of this. So people are saying, aha, they knew. It's a leaked script. Looks all the way to the front. Yes, it's already been set that they were going to get into it.
Man.
No matter what they did, the reality is that the Seahawks and the Patriots are going to meet in Super Bowl 60. Choose your next creation carefully. Graphic designers, what you could do next time is, I don't know what you could do next time, frankly, except not have players' jerseys on it. I mean, you know, or you could take the teams that you know that are not going to make it into the Super Bowl, like the Dallas Cowboys. or say the Atlanta Falcons, or gosh, who else? Cleveland, and put them up front. Okay. So, but if you were going to do that again, but this is proof to some people it was a setup from the beginning. Seattle and New England were going to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, I can tell you what the score is going to be before the game even starts.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
0-0 because at the beginning of the game.
It's 0-0. Okay. And you can win. You can win a lot.
Okay.
You can win a lot of money on that one. Okay.
Hey, now, there is a warning, and I think that everybody needs to really pay attention if you have people are worried about their electricity going out. They're worried about all these things across the country. But your animals that you think are okay outside with these freezing temperatures, when the storm is dumping at least a foot of snow in 17 states, 800,000 without power, 20,000 flight cancellations, the most since COVID, is happening right now. Remember your animals. Now, I don't know about cattle and horses. I mean, what say you about that?
Well, I mean, cattle can die just like any other animal out there in the cold and the snow and the extreme cold. Of course, they had there have been times in the history of the West that they had in the 1880s, they had storms coming through. They were extremely cold. And then a Chinook came through, which kind of melted things and made things mushy. And so another ice storm came through and it froze all of this. Cattle couldn't get down to get down to grass, and died. They had a huge die out. So if you have, and I've known people that they've calved, you know, during this time, their whole job is going out there, finding these calves, getting them out of the snow before they freeze to death, and you know, hoping mama cow comes with them and bringing them back into barns where they, you know, where they can have a shot at living. Horses, as long as they can eat, they're generating heat. So, out where we're at, Casey, the guy that owns the stable, he feeds later at night.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have a lot of hay through the night. So that helps offset the temperature. Plus, they are, they have good coats, winter coats and all that. If you've got an old horse, one that doesn't have a lot of weight on it and all
right.
this, yeah, you want to blanket them, but we're going to blanket, Odina anyway, because, you know, give her, you know, so she stays more comfortable, during the cold. One last thing on Minnesota. I've been in many, many times, been involved in roadblocks, or my people are involved in roadblocks, and you can have 100 cars come by. You can have 200 cars come by. But on that 200th one, that 201st, something happens. One of our Marines got shot, you know, been there during the day, looked into the car to make sure there wasn't weapons and all that, and the guy shot him in the neck. Luckily, we were issued these neck protectors. And they're Kevlar, and they fit around your neck, and most of the time you never wore it. You just didn't. He was wearing his that day. The 9mm round struck that Kevlar, knocked him down. And, of course, the other Marines around there immediately addressed that problem. But everybody is intense because you're not sure what's going to happen. It's the same thing with ICE agents and Border Patrol agents. They are operating at a high level because, there have been people threatening them. They've been, you know, had stuff thrown at them. It goes through. Oh, one guy got his finger bitten off or tip of his finger bitten off. They're being doxxed, you know, where their kids' schools are being put on social media. They're being put on social media. So they're at a heightened tension, too. So it all goes back to, if you're in Reading, would you get in front of a police car to keep them from doing their job? And the answer, of course, is no. You don't see that. And this is a different situation. You can say, well, that's fine. But what I'm saying is you got to remember that the other guys, people are on both sides here, and you can't forget that. That Marine knew that there was a chance he could be shot at any time, not necessarily from a car, but any time. But you're saying that's a combat situation. Well, I got a feeling that there's kind of a combat mentality going on. And so what do you do to reduce all that tension? Does ICE and the Border Patrol just totally back off for a week till things settle down? 2 weeks? But then is that surrendering to politicians who say, oh, no, you can't do your job here? And it's a tough situation. I know what I would do. And you get in something like this. Are you ready? I would back off. I'd back off for 10 days. Just pull people back. Everything kind of settled down. You're not surrendering. You're just dropping the intensity of what's going on. I'm reading things from people I know and like, and they leave out things, totally leave out things. And the point is, though, you need to let everybody kind of sit back and get a reset here. 10 days, 2 weeks, who knows? Doesn't mean you quit. Maybe during that 2 weeks you can talk with the governor and the mayor and other people and say, how do we enforce the law here, but we don't want these confrontations? Trump says, well, I'm sure he's saying, well, I'm not going to back down to, these people. Well, you're not backing down. You're doing a reset, just like you would a computer. You push that reset button and everybody backs off. It gives your agents and your, all the law enforcement a chance to reset. We would do that. And some, if our troops were in combat a lot, we'd pull them out for a week. And they would be replaced with others because you can't stop. But if they were under a lot of, a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, taking casualties, we'd pull them back. Let them reset and go back in. And, that's what you do. Now, that's just my opinion. And we'll be right back after these messages.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show, KCNR, here with Your Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda. Good morning on this Monday. It's chilly, chilly, chilly outside. Last time we read it, it was 34 degrees, so that's the kind of morning we've got. 54 will be our high today, overnight lows of 37 with increasing clouds. Slight chance of rain again tomorrow, 56, and tomorrow night, 43 with rain. Slight chance of rain, then mostly sunny with Wednesday at around 61, overnight lows of 41. So we've got these chilly nights ahead of us. Thursday with 64, 44 overnight lows, and Friday mostly cloudy. Saturday and Sunday are calling for chance of rain. There you go.
Okay, the Academy Awards are coming up, which you know what I think of the Academy Awards or any of these self-licking ice cream cones.
Carl.
But one of the movies.
I'm getting exhausted here with this.
With what, which part?
Go ahead. Just finish your thought.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Sinners.
Yes.
Other night.
Yes, we did.
Sinners. And I started to watch Sinners starring
Michael
B. Jordan.
Yes.
And several other people, of course. It's set in the 30s in Mississippi. I started watching it one day, and only got to about 30 minutes of it, and then something else came up, and I just walked away. Then we saw that it had been nominated for 16 Academy Awards, a new record, more than Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And as James Cameron said, nobody will ever get this many awards again or, you know, be nominated. Well, he was wrong, as he is on many things. But, so we watched it. And I did not realize, and this is not a spoiler here.
Well, I did think not, you're about ready to tell.
No, I did not realize it was a horror movie.
Oh.
And it was a horror movie.
Yes.
It's got vampires in it. I did not realize that. I thought it was going to be these two, the two brothers.
Film.
Yeah, the twins come back, and it's kind of a gangster film. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were going to be fighting the Ku Klux Klan, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't that at all. It was the director of this, who has directed a couple of the movies, he said people that have really influenced him, Quentin Tarantino and a guy by the name of Robert Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez has done many films, but his I think one of his most famous films probably is From Dusk Till Dawn, which was a vampire thing too. So we watched this, and at the end of it, I mean, it's a very entertaining movie. And, I mean, you don't have to worry how it ends because it tells you, I mean, right there. Now here's the thing. When they start rolling the credits, don't leave.
Yeah, don't leave.
Don't leave, because there's another 5 minutes of movie in this in two different segments that kind of ties it all together.
And so, then at the very, very end.
Yeah, at the very, very end, go, okay, I'm going to get up now, I'm going to switch it. No, there's another part. So watch it all the way through all the credits to the very end, because it kind of ties a lot of it together at the end. And you go, wow, what happened to so-and-so? Well, wait to the very end. Now, we discussed that. I thought, when we look back
on it, because I started watching it, too, and I thought I didn't complete watching it without even knowing. It wasn't until afterwards that we knew that it was
16 Academy Awards.
Right. And I saw Michael B. Jordan interview my next guest which is David Letterman, does these wonderful series with my next guest, and he does kind of an in-depth with himself on a chair, sitting on a chair, the artist, which would be Michael, when, or the actor, or whatever.
My favorite was Dave Chappelle. When he did Dave Chappelle, it was great.
Well, this is the kind of thing that he does. So I saw that it was Michael B. Jordan, and I wanted to watch that. And then he talked about this movie. And started as a child actor and didn't know that about him. And that he's living in London right now, working on a film coming up that's going to be released in 28? Thomas Crown Affair. So anyway, it was very interesting to hear all that we talked about, and he talked about Sinners, which then put it back in my head. Well, I thought it was a series, but it wasn't. And I thought, well, I came in at a point where it just didn't catch my interest. But then we watched it the other night, and then I realized there were some really good cinematic, scenes that kind of reminded me of From Dusk Till Dawn, as you were talking about. We didn't know until later filmmaker's influence that was influenced by that.
Yeah, best director, best picture, best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, all these things. And then you go down to the cinematography and music and all this. It had a great musical score, which added to the movie, in my opinion, in many ways. Anyway. So if you haven't seen it, it's violent and it's bloody.
Mm-hmm.
But 16 Academy Award nominations. Now here's the thing. The reason I brought it up is I looked at the, who was nominated for Best Picture. Hadn't even heard of like half of these movies. So I don't know if they're like, indie movies that the self-lickers of the ice cream cone think these are ones that should be recognized. But then, you get others that are making hundreds of millions of dollars that are ignored because they don't, they don't meet that high level of artistic expression. Okay. TSA released a list of the top 10 weirdest things they have found. In Boise.
What?
In Boise, a guy starts to get on a plane.
What?
Yeah, the top 10 of the weirdest things. It was a replica pipe bomb trying to get on a...
What?
Boise, Idaho airport. A TSA explosive specialist responded, assessed the image, conducted a bag search, including PVC pipes and wooden blocks wrapped in paper marked C4 with protruding wires. They determined they were replicas and not a threat. The passenger said the items were training aids, and he just left them there. These items are not allowed. Realistic replicas are not allowed and checked on or carry-on bags. So, I mean, the guy didn't get in trouble. I mean, imagine he was pretty embarrassed. The rest of the top 10 were turtles found in traveler's pants and in another's bra at Newark Liberty International Airport and Miami International. Razor blades concealed in clothing at Denver, drugs in shoes at Hawaii's Kona International Airport, a knife in a knee brace at Illinois' Quad Cities International Airport, pills in a shampoo bottle.
Okay.
A knife in a car seat at Dallas-Fort Worth, bullets in a bottle of Nesquik at Miami's, a firearm concealed in a golf bag at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport, and bullets and knives concealed in tinfoil, Ohio's Akron Airport, and there's another one too. So, don't take the, you know what they took from me once was a pen. It was a pen, but, it was, you could write with it, but it had, it was also made of like, I don't know, some kind of hard metal. So you could defend yourself with that. He looked at that one, took that one right away.
Hmm.
Another time I was coming back. I was carrying my green bag, which is a carry bag. And, I've carried guns and ammo in it for years. And I thoroughly emptied it, shook it out and everything. Went through the Sacramento, went through others. Coming back in Chicago, they had my bag there, and they kept calling people over to look at it. And I'm standing there thinking, what are they looking at? Turns out that I had a single round of ammunition that had stuck in the folds that you would never find, but they saw it on the x-ray. And she holds it out to me, and I went, oh. And she says, want to keep it? And I went, no. And she said, get on your plane. Thank you. I mean, they could have, I guess they could have said something.
Well, speaking
of
traveling.
So it just tells you that you've really got to be careful.
Yes.
But yet they have people with guns in their carry-ons going trying to go through x-ray. Why?
Speaking of traveling really fast, Danish archaeologists recently unveiled a major historical breakthrough. They found the remains of the world's largest cargo ship in the waters off of Copenhagen after some 600 years. It's a type of medieval cargo ship during seabed surveys ahead of construction of Copenhagen's Lindenholm development. Anyway, it's a Viking ship.
Okay. Tomorrow, I'm going to try.
Excited about this stuff.
I'm going to try and get one of the city council people on tomorrow at 8 o'clock so we can talk about the civic and other things like this and the plans. Have a great day. It's going to be cold. Cold tonight. Watch out for your pets and yourself. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.